This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back to Litchfield High School. The starting lineup just being announced right now for the North Mac Panthers in their Columbia blue uniforms with the white numerals. It'll be a 5'7 sophomore, Allie Kallenbach, a 5'7 senior, Sophie Starks, a 5'9 senior, Kaylin Martin, a 6-foot sophomore, Brooke Medor, and a 5'1 junior, Claire Harvey. For the Litchfield Purple Panthers, decked out in their white uniforms with the purple trim, it'll be a 5'5 freshman, Madison Diamond, a 5'7 sophomore, Carson Jackson, a 5'8 junior, Lizzie Luttrell, a 5'9 freshman, Becky Painter, and a 5'10 freshman, Kara Pence. And with that, we're ready to commence, and the Purple Panthers win the tip. Going to be getting myself caught up here tonight because it's Panthers versus Panthers, so unless I say purple, you can assume it is North Mac. But anyway, Litchfield working the ball around inside to Luttrell. It goes back outside to Painter. Painter fakes the three-point, and then she goes into the lane, loses control of the ball, and turns it over for the first miscue of the evening. Back the other way goes Sophie Starks, and she'll bring it down on a dribble for North Mac. Over on the wing, she'll give it to Claire Harvey. Harvey will work a little dribble weave. Now they'll try to go inside to Kallenbach. Into the lane she goes. Her shot's up and no good. She's hacked in the act, but she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is going to go against Kara Pence, who will pick up her first. Kallenbach to shoot two. First one's up and no good. It hits the rim and bounces off. She'll get another one. Kallenbach, as we said, a 5'7 sophomore. She holds that ball high over her head, dips those knees, extends, and makes the second free throw. So North Mac is on the board first with a 1-0 lead. Back the other way, Lizzie Luttrell brings it down on the dribble, gives it off to Diamond, and goes down the lane and up and good. Madison Diamond went down the right side of the lane, put it off the glass, cashed in for two, and it's 2-1 Litchfield. They'll come out in three-quarter court press, and North Mac breaks it, goes down the other way, shots up, and it's good by Sophie Starks. Good feed to her on the block. She's able to put it in off the glass, and it's 3-2 North Mac. Becky Painter with the ball now over on the left wing. They'll swing it back around to Lizzie Luttrell over on the right wing. A little dribble penetration, and they'll dribble and weave around the top. Now it's Carson Jackson out near the midcourt line. She'll throw an overhead pass to Diamond, who drives in the lane and kicks it out to Painter. Now to Luttrell, off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it is Brooke Medor coming up with it. These two teams played not that long ago, last Wednesday. Litchfield with a 13-point win. However, in that one, Brooke Medor did not play, and Coach Corso said she is a big difference and realized it'll be a tough one tonight. Back the other way, shot in the corner is up and good by Kaylin Martin. Martin leading the North Mac Panthers, scoring about 14 points a game. She has her first two of the game. And makes it 5-2 in favor of North Mac. Painter at the head of the key dribbles down the right side of the lane, then dishes it off to Diamond. Diamond up top dishes it off to Carson and Jackson, and Jackson gets bottom of the net. Just outside the head of the key, Jackson with three. That ties things up at 5-5, as once again the Purple Panthers putting on pressure. Once again, North Mac breaking that pressure, up for three, and good. Sophie Stark drains the tray, gives her 5 points, gives North Mac an 8-5 lead. And just like that, Litchfield wants a timeout. We'll take a break, too. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, the Purple Panthers drive down quickly. Luttrell's shot is up and no good. Back the other way, the North Mac Panthers try a shot right in front of the rim. It falls off the side, so Litchfield has the ball back. Painter at the head of the key for three. A little long, a little strong. They'll fight for the rebound. They're going to say last touch by Medor. I'll tell you what kind of a nice gal she is. A headband Our wristband came off and she reached down and picked it up and handed it to an opposing player. Good sportsmanship. Inbound pass comes in to Jackson as Jackson tries to go up for the shot. She's going to be fouled by Claire Harvey. Harvey will pick up her first. It is the team's first. Litchfield will inbound under their own basket. They'll trigger it in. The pass is deflected and stolen by Harvey. Harvey now on the dribble trying to go down the sideline. She's going to be shoved by Carson Jackson. Jackson will pick up the foul, her first, team second. Kylie Kaczynski into the ball game for North Mac as Sophie Starks with those 5 points is getting a rest. Inbound pass comes in to Medor. She'll go to the free throw line on a dribble and then stop and give it off to Kaczynski. Kaczynski with a lead pass for Martin. Inside, shot's up, no good. Medor with the rebound. Her shot won't go. Painter comes away with the rebound for LHS. Back the other way, Jackson has the ball over on the right wing. She'll kick it back up top to Luttrell, who has a heavily taped left wrist, but it doesn't seem to be affecting her play much. Now Painter kicks it over to Luttrell, who will pump fake, try to drive. She's shut off, so she'll pick the dribble up and give it over to Jackson. Jackson back to Luttrell as they play catch between the point and the right wing. Now it's off to Painter at the elbow on the left side. Shots up, no good. Medor comes up with the rebound for North Mac. N-M-H-S. That's a mouthful. Back the other way, Kaczynski on the dribble. She'll give it in to Metter. Up and off the glass, no good. Painter comes up with the rebound. 3-3-3 showing on the first quarter clock. 8-5. It's a North Mac lead. Luttrell brings it down on the dribble, gives it off to Diamond over on the left side. Diamond dishes it to Jackson. Back to Diamond, who'll drive into the lane. Stop and pop. Off the iron, no good. Medor cleans the glass clean again. Back the other way goes North Mac as Kylie Kaczynski will set the offense up. It'll be a 1-4 set with two down on the block, two out in each deep wing. Off to Claire Harvey it goes. Now back to Medor. Her shot's a little strong. Coming up with a backside rebound, however, is Kallenbach, and she puts it back in. The putback is good for Kallenbach, giving her 3 points, giving North Mac a 10-5 lead. Inside 3 minutes we go, down to 2:45 and counting. Into the corner to Painter. Painter going to dish it off to Diamond. Diamond dribbles in and then gives off to Jackson for three. Bottom of the net. Carson Jackson drains a tray for the second time today. She has 6 points, and it's 10-8 as that draws the Purple Panthers to within two. Back the other way, it's Medor. She'll drive into the lane right in front of the rim, throws it up and over the front edge of the rim, but it's too long, too strong. And the Purple Panthers come away with it. Litchfield brings the ball down the floor as we approach the two-minute mark of the first quarter. They trail 10-8. Luttrell at the free throw line extended, gives the ball off to Pence. Her shot comes up short. Coming up with the rebound is Claire Harvey, the 5'1 junior. She'll give it off to Kylie Kaczynski, who'll bring it down on a dribble. She'll get a screen over on the right side and then dish it off to Martin. From the free throw line, no, from the head of the key. They'll give Martin three. I didn't know if she was quite deep enough, but the referees both extended their arms high in the sky, so she'll get three on that one. Give her 5 points, make it 13-8, North Mac with the lead. Back the other way, trying to go inside, getting in a hurry is Madison Diamond. She'll travel for turnover number two on the Purple Panthers. Mallory Buell will come into the lineup as Medor will get a break. And Emily Nicholson will make her first appearance. Turnover on North Mac as it is Madison Diamond. As they go down the floor, they're going to say she was fouled before she got into shooting mode. So the Purple Panthers will not get that shot. Instead, the foul will go against Sophie Starks. It'll be her first. Litchfield to inbound. They'll give it to Painter. Painter kicks it over on the wing to Jackson. Off the glass, rolls around, finally goes down. But Carson Jackson putting together a good first quarter. She has 8 of the 10 points for Litchfield. They now trail by 3 as we head to the final minute of the first quarter. Mallory Buell gives it off on the wing to Sophie Starks. Her shot comes up short and goes out of bounds. The ball will go over to Litchfield. with 59 seconds to go. A couple of substitutions coming in there. For Litchfield, Tessa Matthews, the 5'5 senior, she'll enter the lineup for the first time this evening. As Luttrell brings the ball down on the dribble. She'll dish it off to Jackson. Over to Painter. Just inside the three-point line. Yes. Painter with a nice little set shot there from about 16 feet out. Her first 2 points of the game. Back the other way. Shot rolls. Shot goes. As Claire Harvey got the shot to drop. As that'll make it 15-12 as we head to the final 20 seconds of the first quarter. Luttrell going to drive down the lane. Now she'll stop, dish it off. It'll go to Madison Diamond. Diamond goes to the hole, off the glass, rolls around, and finally goes down. That one went around, kissed the glass, took one more trip around the rim, finally went in. 4 points for Diamond, makes it a 15-14 game. Down to three, now two, three-point shot up, comes up short for North Mac, and that's the way the first quarter will end, with North Mac holding a 15-14 lead over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Panthers of North Mac opened up an early lead. The Purple Panthers of Litchfield fought back and have drawn to within one as we come to the end of the first quarter. North Mac will get the ball to start the second quarter. Inbounds pass is tipped. They're going to say it's last touched by North Mac as Mallory Buell tried to save it. She could not do so. And so Litchfield will inbound at the free throw line extended over in front of the stage. Luttrell will be the trigger person. She's looking and finds Painter at the midcourt circle. Back to Luttrell it goes. She'll drive down the right side of the lane, take it up and off the glass. And it doesn't go, but as she's falling to the floor, she tips it to Painter. Painter, who tips it off to Tess Matthews, and Matthews gets the shot to drop. For Tess Matthews, her first points of the game, and it gives Litchfield their first lead. As it's 16-15, Litchfield with the lead, North Mac with the ball. Buell on the dribble over at the elbow. She'll stop. Now she'll give it off to Starks. Starks goes into the lane, loses the control, but it's deflected off to a teammate who misses a shot. Painter comes up with the rebound. She'll dish it off to Luttrell. Lizzie's going to go down the lane. Now she'll kick it off on the wing to Jackson. Jackson will pick it up for Diamond. Diamond's going to drive. Oh, nice pass across the lane as she finds Becky Painter wide open. Painter puts it off the glass and in. 4 points for Painter. 18-15 is the Litchfield lead. Back the other way is Sophie Starks dishing inside to Kallenbach. Her shot is blocked, but they're going to say they got a little bit of the body, too. Going to be a foul called on the Purple Panthers, and it will go against the Becky Painter. It'll be Painter's first. And to the free throw line for the second time tonight will go Allie Kallenbach. She'll shoot two. Once again, she'll hold that ball high over her head, dip those knees, extend, shot comes up short. She'll get another. Metter comes into the game as Buell will have a seat. Kallenbach getting ready for her second free throw. She'll eye the second one. She'll try the second one. She'll buy the second one. That caught front iron and just kind of climbed over gently, thank you very much. Kallenbach with 4 points. It's 18-16. Litchfield with a two-point lead and the ball. Jackson gives it off to Diamond. Diamond drives the lane again. Now she'll kick it off to the wing. Pass is deflected by Kallenbach as she got in the passing lane. Jumped the route, they would say, and knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Litchfield ball out underneath their own basket, 6:45 till half, 18-16, Litchfield with the lead. Comes in to Painter. She'll dish it off over on the wing to Carson Jackson and gets bottom of the net. For the third time tonight, Carson Jackson finds the bottom of the net. Her third tray gives her 11 points on the night, makes it 21-16 in favor of Litchfield. Now it's going to be a pushing foul called against the Purple Panthers. It'll go against Jackson, who will pick up her second. North Mac will inbound in front of the Litchfield bench. They'll look for and find Medor coming up and giving it right back. Now the ball is stolen away by the Purple Panthers. They'll go coast to coast, and a Madison Diamond picks up two, gives her 6 points, gives the Purple Panthers their largest lead of the night, 23-16. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break, too. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, North Mac goes straight down the floor. They feed Kallenbach in the lane. She gets the shot to drop, makes it 23-18. That stops a 9-1 run in the second quarter for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Their lead is still 5, however, as Jackson dribbling into the lane. Bounce pass down low to Pence. Her shot's up. No good. Coming away with the rebound once again, Claire Harvey. Harvey, a 5'1 junior, knows how to work the boards down low. Now to Kallenbach. She'll drive baseline. Her shot comes up a little bit short. Painter comes away with the rebound. And the Purple Panthers will head back this way. They are going from our right to our left, or to the west end of the gym here in the first half. Luttrell on a drive, dishes it off to Diamond. Diamond on a weave, gives it to Painter. Painter's shot off the glass is good. Litchfield doing a good job of a little dribble weave out there in the front, and then all of a sudden somebody takes loose and heads down the lane. That time, it was Becky Painter. She gets her 6 point of the game, makes it 25-18. Into Martin it goes. Her shot on the baseline is good. Kaylin Martin, averaging about 14 points a game for North Mac, has 7, and it's a 5-point game once again. 4-4-4 showing on a second quarter clock. Painter thinking about a three and says, no, better pass this one up. She'll give it off to Jackson. They'll swing it over to the other side to Luttrell. Lizzie's going to drive in, and she wants to pass a skip pass over. It's corralled there by Jackson. They'll take it back up and around to Painter over on the right side. Painter goes back up top, then she'll send it back to Jackson. Jackson goes up between circles. She's being harassed there by Harvey. She dribbles down the side of the lane and kicks it off to Luttrell. We head to the four-minute mark. Luttrell at a three-point line decides she'll drive and then stop. She goes over to the far side to Jackson. Now inside it goes to Pence. Pence goes out to the corner on a dribble, and then she'll kick it back up top to Jackson. Jackson almost had the ball stolen, but she's able to reconnect and set the offense up. They'll do a little bit more of that dribble weave. Now it's going off to Diamond. She'll go off to Luttrell for three. Too long, too strong. Medor comes up with a rebound for North Mac. She'll give it off to Sophie Starks, and Starks will bring it over on a slow dribble. She gets a screen from Medor, who now rolls to the basket, gets the return pass. The screen and roll works to perfection. Give Medor the 2 points. Give Starks a good pass there and a good assist. Medor, with her first 2 points of the game, makes it a 3-point game. Litchfield 25, North Mac 22. Down to 3:15 we go until the half. Over on the wing it goes to Diamond. Now back up top it goes to Jackson. Jackson and Diamond playing catch over here on the left side. Up to Luttrell to the head of the key. She's looking for cutters inside. She'll find Painter, who goes down the right side of the lane. Her shot's blocked by Medor. She gets the rebound, kicks it out to Diamond, and as Diamond shoots the ball, she's going to be fouled in the act. They're going to say shot's good, and she'll get an and one. That foul will go against Claire Harvey, will be Claire's second. To the free throw line, Madison Diamond. She's got 4 1/4, 8 in the game, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Diamond, a 5'5 freshman, eyes it, tries it. Can't buy it. However, Painter comes up with a rebound, so Litchfield will maintain possession with that 5-point lead. Over to Pence it goes, now back up top, shots up, no good. Fighting for the rebound, there's a scramble, 4 bodies on the floor, they're going to call a jump ball, and the arrow is going to favor Litchfield. Carly Bowden, the 5'10 sophomore, just in the game for Litchfield, was in on that scramble for the loose ball. Now the inbound pass comes over for a baseline jump shot for Jackson. Her shot is no good. They fight for the rebound. Once again, there was Bowden on the struggle with Medor. This time they'll call a jump ball, and the arrow will favor North Mac. So it'll be North Mac ball with 2:42 to go till half. They have the ball. Litchfield has a 5-point lead, 27-22. Kaczynski brings it down on the dribble. She'll give it off to Starks. Starks goes inside, finding Martin. Martin now gives it off to Buell. Buell drives to the corner, has her pass deflected and stolen by Painter. Painter dishes off to Jackson. He'll slow things up and set the offense up in a half-court mode. to Painter. It goes at the free throw line. Now back it goes to Jackson. She wanted to go inside with it, but her pass was a little bit offline and stolen by North Mac. Third turnover of the game on the Purple Panthers. Now the other way, the shot is up and good by Kaylin Martin. She was hit in the act, but it didn't stop her from going up strong, getting the shot to drop, and she'll get an opportunity for the three-point play. For Martin, her ninth point of the game. She's looking for number 10. The foul is going to go against Carly Bowden. Free throws up and good for the 5'9 senior, Kaylin Martin. So Martin has five in the quarter. She has 10 for the game. And all of a sudden, it's a two-point game as we go inside 2 minutes here in the second quarter. On the wing is Jackson. She's going to drive down the left side, dish it off to Bowden. Her shot comes up short, fighting for the rebound. Kaylin Martin comes away with it. And now North Mac, who trailed by 7 or 8 earlier, they have a chance to tie or take the lead right here. They'll go inside to Kallenbach. Now back up top to Kaczynski. Her shot's good. Kaczynski gets nothing but bottom of the net from about 12 feet. As that was a swish, if there ever was one. Never even came close to the rim, right on through. 2 points for Kaczynski. We're tied at 27. Purple Panthers drive down the lane. Shot is up and no good. And coming away with a rebound is Kaylin Martin. And now North Mac with a chance to regain that lead that they had most all of the first quarter. They'll go to Kallenbach, who'll spin to the basket. As she does, she's going to draw the foul, and it'll go against Lizzie Luttrell. So Luttrell picks up her first 16 foul against the Purple Panthers. Kallenbach to the free throw line for the third time tonight. She's hit one out of two in each of her first trips. She'll eye the first one. She'll try the first one. She'll buy the first one. And that's the first time tonight that she's hit the first of her two free throws. Martin will get a rest as Emily Nicholson will replace her in the North Mac lineup as Kallenbach gets ready for her second free throw. She eyes the second one. She tries the second one. She buys the second one. And just like that, it's a 29-27 lead for North Mac as we head into the final minute of the first half. Madison Diamond drives down the lane, gets caught too far underneath the basket. She'll kick it out to Luttrell. Luttrell now gives it back to Diamond, who will swing around and drive to the other side. She'll go up top to Jackson, thought about a three. Instead, she'll dribble and weave and give it off to Luttrell. Luttrell's going to try to go that left side of the lane. It won't go. Back the other way. Shot is up by Jackson and no good. And as they fight for the ball, there's going to be a foul called. If it goes against the Purple Panthers, they should be shooting a 1-1. It does go against Painter. That will be Becky's second. So Painter has two and Jackson has two for the Purple Panthers. Harvey has two for North Mac. They'll walk the other length of the floor, and it will be Kylie Kaczynski to shoot the one and. She'll eye the first one, try the first one, and buy the first one. She'll get another one. Kaczynski has 3 points all here in the quarter. Martin will come back into the game as Starks will get a rest. Second free throw's up, and it's good as well. Kaczynski, with 2 for 2, gives her 4 points, and with 35 seconds to go, it's 31-27, North Mac with the lead. Diamond at the head of the key is going to dribble it around, can't find a shot. She'll give it off to Luttrell. Luttrell looking for a screen. She'll pop it out top to Madison. Down to 20 seconds we go. Madison on drive on the double stack offense. Almost lost the ball as it was poked away. Painter, however, picks it up. Painter gives it off to Luttrell. Luttrell says, let's reset the offense. They'll do so with 8 seconds to go. Off to Painter for three. Nope, she didn't take it. Maybe she should have. Luttrell's going to have to from very long range. It won't go, and the first half comes to an end. After two quarters of play here at Litchfield High School, it is North Mac 31, Litchfield 27. Back after these messages from WSMI. Litchfield gets the ball to start the second half. They'll set it up for Kara Pence, whose shot from the right elbow is offline. And coming away with it is North Mac. They will go inside, and Kallenbach's shot is deflected. Painter comes away with it, and quickly The Purple Panthers head the other way. Madison Diamond out at the head of the key, tried to get the ball in to Painter. It was stolen away, however, by North Mack. And so that's four miscues on Litchfield here this evening. As we've played 45 seconds of the third quarter, neither team has scored. On the dribble drive is Starks. She'll go to Medor. Medor off to Martin. Martin on the baseline over on the right side. She'll swing it back up top to Starks for three. Rolls around and won't go down. The Gillespie Miners just entering the gymnasium to our right. They'll come up and have a seat by us. Get ready for action in game number two tonight. On the dribble drive, it'll be Diamond. Diamond going to give it off to Luttrell. Luttrell to Painter. They keep weaving around, trying to look for an opening to get down the lane. But thus far, North Mac Panthers doing a good job of stealing things off. Now it's Luttrell on the dribble. She'll give it off on the wing to Jackson. Jackson will bring it out and start things back up. Now into the lane she goes and dishes off to Diamond. Diamond off the glass has her shot partially blocked. It'll go out of bounds, last touch by North Mac. And so Litchfield will inbound under their own basket. Diamond will be the trigger person. She'll get it in to Painter. Painter's going to drive into the lane, stops in front of the basket, and then kicks it out to Luttrell. Four-point deficit. Painter trying a three-pointer, will not cut into the deficit as that one comes up long and strong. Medor comes away with the rebound. She'll give it off to Sophie Starks. Starks will bring it up on dribble and set the offense up for North Mac. Off to Kallenbach. Kallenbach's shot is no good, but she was hacked in the act, and she'll go to the free throw line yet one more time. Foul's going to go against, I believe this will go against Jackson, and Carson's going to pick up her third. Kallenbach with 8 points tonight. We'll shoot two more right here. She thus far is 4 for 6. Holds that ball high over her head, dips, extends, rolls off the rim, and it's no good. She will get a second one, but before she does, she gets a little encouragement from Sophie Starks. Starks now heads back down to the other end to get ready to play defense. Kallenbach goes up that line, a couple of dribbles. Now she'll eye it. Now she'll try it. Nope, she can't buy it as it rolls out and Painter comes away with it. Back the other way goes Litchfield. Tell you how dedicated these Gillespie girls are. While waiting for their first game in the regional, they're doing homework to make sure they stay caught up with their studies. Now that's what you call a student athlete. Luttrell drives into the lane and has her shot blocked. Coming away with the rebound was Harvey, but she's tied up by Painter. Jump ball arrow favors North Mac. 5:38 to go, third quarter, 31-27 is the lead for North Mac. Bringing it down to Starks, and she'll give the ball off on the wing to Harvey. Harvey looks inside. Now they'll go low to Kallenbach. Her shot is deflected from behind. Luttrell comes away with it for LHS. She'll dribble quickly down to the other end. Over to the corner, she'll go to Diamond. Back up top, it goes to Luttrell. She'll swing it around to the head of the key to Jackson. Jackson gets a screen from Luttrell, dribbles off to the right. Now she'll pass and cut through. With the ball is Madison Diamond. Diamond swings across on the skip pass to Painter. Painter's going to dish it off to Diamond. Diamond out in the corner to Jackson. As Jackson was trying to drive, going to be foul called against. I believe this will go against Harvey. Claire Harvey will pick up her third. So each with the player in trouble, Harvey will have a seat as Kylie Kaczynski will replace her in the North Mac lineup. Litchfield will inbound in front of their own bench. Exactly 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 31-27. North Mac by four, 31-27. Sound familiar? That was our score 3 minutes ago at halftime. Neither team has scored in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Ball is taken away. Turnover number five on Litchfield, and they come down to North Mac, and they switch their feet without putting the ball on the floor, so it'll be a turnover each way. Painter will inbound in front of the stage and get it into Madison Diamond. Diamond will bring it down on a dribble. She'll get a screen from Kara Pence. Diamond's going to drive down the right side. She loses control. Ball stolen away. Turnover number six on LHS. Back the other way, shots up by Kaczynski, and good. Very quick release by Kylie Kaczynski. That one came out of her hip pocket before anybody knew she was shooting. She has two in the quarter, six in the game, and the lead is six for North Mac. Skip pass over on the other side to Diamond. Her shot's too long, too strong. Medor comes down. with a rebound for North Mac. He'll give it off to Kaczynski. She'll bring the ball on the dribble. A little bit of pressure at midcourt, so she'll dish it off to Sophie Starks. Starks goes inside, shots up, rolls off for Martin. Back the other way, Kallenbach comes up with a rebound. As she tries to put it back in, she's hit from behind. And this one will go against Madison Diamond. On Madison, that'll be her first. Back to the free throw line, Allie Kallenbach. She's been making a living there tonight. She's made four. She's missed four. This will be her ninth shot, and it's good. Kallenbach will get another one as Bowden comes in to the lineup, and Painter will have a seat for LHS. Kallenbach with her second free throw, several dribbles, puts it above her head, dips, extends, and succeeds. After going 0 for 2 her last time, this time she goes 2 for 2. Kallenbach now has 10 points, and the lead is 8, 35-27. North Mac with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. We're going to try the long pass, the skip pass to Pence. It goes off her hands, almost out of bounds, but it's going to be saved at the last second by the Purple Panthers. They'll go down the other way, shots up, and no good, but the rebound is good for Carly Bowden. Bowden gets her first 2 points of the game, makes it 29-35. Purple Panthers back to within six. Down to Medor they'll go, then back up top to Kallenbach. Baseline jumper going to be deflected and stolen, taken away by the Purple Panthers, as it was Carly Bowden doing the honors there. She'll give it off to Luttrell. Luttrell dribbles down to the corner, and then she'll swing back around. They'll skip it over to the other side to Pence. Pence on the baseline to Luttrell at the head of the key. She'll drive into the lane, and it's going to be a blocking foul called on North Mac. They'll call the foul on Kallenbach. That'll be her first. As Bowden will get a break, and Painter will re-enter the lineup for Litchfield. 3:02 to go for the third quarter. Painter gets the inbound pass. She goes around her defender, gets it off to Pence, off the glass, and good. Pence with a nice move from left to right in front of the basket. Found the backboard, used it. Her first 2 points of the game for the 5'10 freshman. Makes it a four-point game, 35-31. Kallenbach once again going to the basket, once again drawing the foul, once again going to the free throw line. This time they're going to catch Painter for her third foul, and she has her hands on her hips thinking, it can't be me, I didn't do it. Got caught with the hand in the cookie jar, as they say. Free throw for Kallenbach is up, and it's good. She's on a string now. She hit three in a row to end the first half, then missed a couple. Then she hit three in a row, missed a couple, then hit three in a row in the third quarter. See if she can extend that. She has 11 points, looking for number 12. Well, it's good. She found number 12. Give a dozen points to Allie Kallenbach, and the lead has swelled to 6, 37-31. Six-point lead shot up by Pence. A long three-pointer comes up offline. Mallory Buell comes up with a rebound for North Mac. Down to 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. North Mac with a six-point lead and the ball. Kallenbach, she's going to go to the lane again. May as well, been doing it all night. Her shot comes up short, but coming up the rebound was Brooke Medor, and Medor puts that one in from what looked like was too far under the basket. Give her 4 points, making an eight-point lead for North Mac. Luttrell gives it across the pin. Pence thought about another three there. Instead, she'll pass it up and give it to Luttrell. She'll take that three. Bottom of the net. Lizzie Luttrell, her first points of the game. She has three, averaging about 13 points a game, so she's well underneath her average. However, still plenty of time as the Purple Panthers have come back to within five, and now they force a turnover as North Mac got caught over on the sideline. It was a triple team, two players, one sideline. Resulted in turnover number four for North Mac. Luttrell will inbound it to Madison Diamond. Back to Luttrell. Lizzie takes it down with 100 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dribble drive, shots up, rolls around, won't go down. So we'll have a foul and two free throws coming up as that foul is going to go against Brooke Medor, who will pick up her first to the free throw line, Carson Jackson. She'll shoot two. Got 11, the lefty. Shoots that one a little long, a little offline. Looking for number 12. That is only the second free throw for Litchfield tonight. Here comes the third. And it's good. So after missing their first two, the Purple Panthers finally hit a free throw. Jackson has 12 points now, and the lead is 4 for North Mac. North Mac bringing the ball down the floor, and going to be a turnover called on Buell. And I'll tell you what, Coach Bowman was not very impressed with that call. I thought the ball was deflected, but I don't have a vote. So it'll go down as turnover number 5 on North Mac. Trailing by 4, the Purple Panthers will work that weave again. Off on the drive goes Diamond, and she's going to get called for the very same thing. Coach Sloman saw that one, and he was trying to help with the call from the opposite end. They get the call done right, as Medor will now take a seat. She'll get a rest, as Kaylin Martin will come back in to the Panther lineup, the Panthers of North Mac, that is. Kaczynski's going to weave through the defense. Now she's going to pass the ball inside to Martin off the glass. No good. She gets her own rebound, goes up strong, and gets fouled. So Martin, with her determination, is going to get 2 free throws out of this as the foul is going to go against her. I believe that'll be number 2 on Kara Pence. Pence will pick up her 2nd. Martin to the free throw line, where she's 1 for 1 from there tonight. She's got 10 points. Short dribble. Fires it, and it's good. She bends those knees early, gets down some very low dribbles. Self-focused on the shot. Eyes it, tries it, and buys it. I like that technique. 12 points for Kaylin Martin. As we said, she averages about 14 a game, so she's just about on her average. Latrell going to drive down, hit the side of the backboard. Coming away with it is Mallory Buell. Buell's going to give the ball off on the wing. It goes, and a little bit of a slide step there as Kaczynski wasn't sure whether she wanted to dribble or pass. She thought she wanted to pass, but took an extra step instead. Tessa Matthews, the 5'5 senior in the lineup for the Purple Panthers, as we'll go into the final minute of the third quarter. A 6-point lead for North Mac. Trying to go inside, forcing the issue, and there was Sophie Starks to take the ball away. Turnover number 8 on LHS. Back the other way, it's Mallory Buell. She'll go inside, shots up, and no good. Rebound is good by Kaylin Martin, who just simply stayed in the right place at the right time. For Martin, 4 points in the quarter, 14 points for the game. It's an 8-point lead for North Mac as we head to the final 20 seconds of the third quarter, 43-35. Litchfield once again working on that dribble weave. They'll give the ball off on the wing to Tessa Matthews, and now to Painter. Painter's going to drive the lane. It's closed off, so she'll give it off to Diamond. Diamond swings around to Jackson. Jackson with a baseline drive. No good. Coming away with the rebound is Sophie Starks with 2 seconds. She's just going to hold the ball, let the clock run out. After 3 quarters of play, it is North Mac 43, Litchfield 35. We'll be back with fourth quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. My company's leaving me as the Gillespie Lady Miners, they are headed down to the locker room to get ready for their battle against Pawnee coming up immediately following this game. Purple Panthers of Litchfield get the ball first. Painter with a 3-point attempt comes up short. 43-35. North Mac with the lead and the ball. They'll go into Painter. Now a nice pass across to Martin, and she was able to corral that heavy, hard pass and put it in the hole off the glass for her 16th point of the night. Kaylin Martin, the 5'9 senior, leading the way for North Mac, who now have increased that lead to 10 points. Painter on a dribble drive down the lane. She'll go on the right side. Her shot will not go, but she's going to be hacked in the act, and it's going to be Sophie Starks picking up her 2nd. Painter to the free throw line, her first trip to the charity stripe tonight. She'll get a pair with 6 points on the night. She'll eye it, she'll try it, she'll buy it. This is what Litchfield needs. They need some points while the clock isn't running. The deficit is 9. You'll see if she can make it 8. She eyes the 2nd one, tries the 2nd one, and buys the 2nd one. So Painter now has 2 in the quarter, 8 points in the game, makes it 45-37. 8-point lead for North Mac as Martin brings the ball down on the dribble to Kallenbach. in a corner. She'll drive to the lane and give it off to Metter. Metter's shot is partially blocked. There's Collin back with a rebound. She'll kick it back to Metter. Goes up top to Martin. Martin's shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It is Madison Diamond coming away with it. As we head inside the seven-minute mark, Luttrell quickly down the lane. Skip pass over on the far side. Looking for Carly Bowden. Her shot comes up a little bit short. And the Panthers of North Mac come away with a rebound. Sophie Stark says, hey, let's take our time. We've got the ball. We've got an eight-point lead. 6 minutes, 30 seconds to go. And we can move on to the semifinals tomorrow night. Steal, the ball is taken away by Diamond. And then the foul going to be called on the reach-in on the North Mac Panthers. And I think this one will go against Sophie Starks. And Starks will pick up her third. So it was turnover number 7 on North Mac. Fifth turnover of the second half on North Mac. Inside it'll go to Painter. She leaps to get it at the elbow. Turns and looks. Not a shot there, so she'll give the ball off to Jackson. They'll swing it back up top to Diamond and reset the offense at 6:10 to go in the fourth. 45-37, North Mac with the lead. Litchfield with the ball. Painter on a baseline drive. Kicks it over on the wing to Diamond. Diamond drives baseline right side. Her shot's long and strong. Sophie Starks comes up with a rebound. She'll give it off to Kallenbach. Kallenbach wants to drive. Now she'll go a nice skip pass down in the low post to Kaylin Martin. And Martin is knocked to the floor. She tries to get the shot off. She'll go to the free throw line. And I'll tell you what, not easy to get her to the floor. She went down hard, but she comes up quickly with a smile on her face. Foul will go against Becky Painter. That will be her fourth to the free throw line. Is Martin. The shot's up, but it's good. So Martin leading the way with 17 points. She'll get another one. See if she can extend this lead to 10. It is 9. As she eyes the second one. Tries the second one. She can't buy the second one. However, there's Kallenbach standing around waiting for it to come down. And the putback is good. 48-37. North Mac has opened up an 11-point lead. Coach Corso and the Purple Panthers need a timeout. We'll take a break, too. You're listening to WFMI. Following the timeout, it's Litchfield's ball. Pass across the baseline is intercepted by Sophie Starks. It's been one of those kind of halves for the Purple Panthers. Found themselves trailing by 4 at halftime. The deficit has swelled to 11, easy for you to say. Over on the far side, Kaczynski looks inside, looking to get the ball to Martin. Her shot is deflected out of bounds. It'll remain North Mac ball as they'll inbound under their own basket with 5:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. They lead by 11. Inbound pass comes into Medor. Medor off the glass and good. A nice spin move by Brooke Medor. She has 6 points and it makes it 50-37 as we hit the 5-minute mark. North Mac with a 13-point lead. These two teams met, as we said, last Wednesday. And it was a 13-point win for Litchfield. Painter with a rebound and a putback is good as Luttrell's shot was a little offline, but Becky Painter picks up her 4th point of the quarter, her 10th point of the game. Draws the Purple Panthers back to within 11. It's 50-39. Metter is going to go down the right side of the lane, off the glass, no good. Coming away with it is Diamond. She's going to streak coast to coast, off the glass, and good. Madison Diamond with her 10th point of the game. Makes it 50-41. The Purple Panthers have gone back to within 9. Coach Sloman says, let's take a timeout. As he takes a break, we will too. You're listening to WFMI. Following the timeout, North Mac goes for the home run pass. It's deflected by the Purple Panthers. And so the North Mac Panthers will inbound under their own basket. They'll send it in to Sophie Starks, who kicks back out behind the three-point line. You guessed it, she got bottom of the net for the second time tonight. Give her 8 points, give the North Mac Panthers a 12-point lead. Diamond goes drive into the lane, almost lost it, but Luttrell's there to save it. Litchfield will reset the offense. They'll give the ball off to Pimp. Pimp to Painter. Painter thought about a shot just inside the three-point line, and she decides to drive into the lane. Her pass, or her dribble is deflected and taken away. Turnover number 9 on LHS. back the other way. North Mac wants to force the issue a wee bit. Kaczynski takes it down into the corner to Martin. Her three-point shot comes up a little long, a little strong. They're going to say last touch by Litchfield as it goes out of bounds. 3:32 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Claire Harvey returns to the North Mac lineup. Kylie Kaczynski gets a well-deserved rest. She had some good minutes of action while she was in there. Inbound pass comes into Medor. Medor is going to give the ball back. Instead, it's intercepted by Latrell. She'll go coast to coast, off the glass, and good. Latrell comes up with only her second bucket of the night. She has 5 points. It's back to a 10-point game. Picking up her dribble with Sophie Stark. She wished she had them. Now she tries to get the ball off to Kallenbach. And Coach Sloman says, I think I better take a timeout and get the team organized. 53-43, North Mac with the lead. They'll have the ball when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Well, we've just hit the 7 o'clock hour, 1 hour of basketball, and we have a lot more coming your way. As Pence steals the ball off the inbounds pass, the Purple Panthers come back. They have a chance to cut into this 10-point deficit. To Latrell, off the glass, and good. Lizzie Latrell on the baseline left side. Went off the glass, so turnover number 8 on North Mac turns into a bucket for Litchfield, and now the pressure defense by Litchfield forces North Mac into yet another turnover. Their 9th of the game gives the ball back to Litchfield as they are hitting the panic button just a wee bit. It's time to put the hammer down defensively, Coach Corso said. Latrell on the baseline over on the right side. Kicks it off on the wing to Jackson. Jackson's trying to back her way in. But it's closed in the lane, so she'll give the ball back to Latrell. She'll go into the lane and give it off to Diamond. Diamond goes through, and a blocking foul going to be called on North Mac. That will stop the clock, as the foul is going to be called on Kallenbach. That will be her second, as Harvey will have a seat, and Kylie Kaczynski will come back in. Common foul, no shooting foul, so Litchfield will inbound under their own basket. Having trouble finding someone to get it into. Pass is deflected by Medor, out of bounds, so it'll still be Litchfield ball. Luttrell corrals it for the referee, gives it back to him, and they say thank you very much. As Diamond will try to inbound to Luttrell. Litchfield needs some points, and they need some stops. North Mac needs to simply maintain and perhaps hit free throws down the stretch. Painter looked like she might have traveled as she went to the hole. She got away with it. Martin comes away with a rebound of the errant shot. With 2:15 to go, Kaczynski brings it up on a dribble. She'll swing it over to Starks. Starks will dribble down and then bring it back out. Now she'll try down the left side of the lane, get to the baseline, give it off to Kaczynski, who loses control of it. Turnover number 10. Coach Sloman a little upset. Ladies a little uptight right now, making a couple of turnovers. They've made 3 here in the last few seconds. We hit the 2-minute mark, however, and North Mac still owns an 8-point lead. 53-45. 3-point attempt is up and no good by Jackson. They'll fight for the rebound. Painter's there. She has it taken away from her. It goes into the hands of Martin. Martin rolled over and passed it quick, but it goes out of her hands, and it'll go into the hands of Latrell, who will try to drive to the basket and get fouled by Allie Kallenbach. Kallenbach's going to pick up her 3rd, I do believe that will be. To the free throw line will go Lizzie Latrell. Litchfield is only 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Make it 3-for-6. As Latrell's free throw is no good. Medor came away with a rebound. Almost lost the ball. Regained it, dribbling down the floor. She has it poked from behind by Painter, who then gets tied up by Kallenbach. Everybody sliding on the floor. Jump ball. They're saying the arrow favors. The referee pointed one way and meant to point the other way, and he pointed both of his hands to both benches and says, hey, wait a minute. I'll get this straightened out. He said, my bad. Just goes to show I am human. They've got it straight, though, as North Mac gets the ball. Inbounds it comes to Martin. Her shot is deflected. Pence comes away with the rebound. 90 seconds to go. It is 53-45. It is an 8-point lead for North Mac. Shots up by Painter. It won't go. Medor coming up with a rebound. back the other way. It's going to be a foul called on the Purple Panthers. They have to stop the clock. Tessa Matthews will draw the foul. That'll be sixth foul on the Purple Panthers. And so North Mac will inbound with 1:13 to go. 53-45 is the 8-point lead. They'll try that long pass once again to Kallenbach. Kallenbach's going to go to the hole, and she's going to draw the foul again. Pence is going to pick up her third. Kallenbach just simply has a way of getting to the basket and to the free throw line. She has been there a lot tonight. Fouled in the act, she'll get two free throws. 14 points for the 5'7 sophomore, Allie Kallenbach. She'll hold that ball high over her head, dip those knees, extend, and comes up a little short. She'll get another one as the lead is still 8, 53-45. 1:10 showing on the clock. Kallenbach going to toe that line, take a few dribbles. She'll eye the second one. She'll try the second one. She'll buy the second one. As that one flopped around and finally flopped down. 54-45, 105 showing on the clock. Painter with the ball. Over in the corner. It'll go to Tessa Matthews. Three-pointer is up and good. Tessa Matthews with a huge three right when the Purple Panthers needed it most. Give her 5 points. Makes it 54-48. It is a timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick timeout, too. You're listening to WSMI. Well, it's simple. For the Purple Panthers, they need stops and they need pops. For the Panthers of North Mac, they need to maintain, hang on to the ball, and make some free throws. Inbounds comes into Medor, back to Stark. She'll lead to Martin for an easy layup. That's the way you do it. You break the pressure with good, crisp passing. Martin now with 5 1/4, 19 points in the game. It looks like North Mac is heading on to the semifinals. 3-point shots up and no good, where North Mac will take on Auburn, the number one seed, tomorrow night. Auburn comes in with a 21-5 record. Foul going to be called against. This one will go against Brooke Medor, will be her second to the free throw line. Lizzie Luttrell, first free throw is up and no good. Right when they've needed the most here at the end of the game, the Purple Panthers have not been able to convert. Another one missed. Three missed free throws in a row. The ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch. They're going to say last touch by North Mac. The one official already hit it the other end of the floor. He thought it was going the other way. Now Emily Nicholson will replace Sophie Starks in the North Mac lineup. Sophie getting a well-deserved round of applause. Inbounds pass comes in to Painter. They almost lose the ball. Luttrell trying to get a handle on it. Wants to go over to the corner. Now three-point attempt is up, and it's good by Carson Jackson. A big three for Jackson gets him to within 5 with 18 seconds. Will it be too little too late? We shall see as the foul is committed with 15 seconds to go. The North Mac Panthers need to make their free throws to move on to the semifinals. As we said, they will play game one tomorrow night against the Auburn Trojans. That foul goes against Becky Painter. She will foul out with 16 seconds to go. Painter on the night with 10 points. Kallenbach back to the free throw line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. This will be her 15th free throw of the game. She has made 10. 10 of 15 from the charity stripe. She now has 16 points. Martin has 19 points. That's been the 1-2 punch for North Mac tonight that should propel them on to the semifinals. Kallenbach's second free throw is good as well, as Litchfield will now head down trailing by 7. They need him, and they need him in bunches. Luttrell passes the ball off. Shot is going to be up by Matthews. No good. They're going to let the clock run out, and our final score is going to be North Mac 58, Litchfield 51. So North Mac avenges a 57-44 defeat last week here on this floor as they defeat the Purple Panthers 58-51. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this exciting high school action that you've been listening to on WFMI. And so it was a 58-51 victory for the North Mac Panthers over the Litchfield Purple Panthers tonight. A mild upset of sorts as North Mac came in as the number 9 seed. Litchfield came in as the number 8 seed. And so with the victory, North Mac will now move on with that record now of 6-21. They will move into the semifinal action tomorrow night at 6 o'clock when they will take on the Auburn Trojans, the number 1 seed in this regional, with a 21-5 record. As we look at the individual scoring, first of all, for North Mac, they had two players in double figures as Kalen Martin, the 5'9 senior, led the way with a game-high 19 points. And then it was 17 points for Allie Kallenbach, the 5'7 sophomore, as she had 6 points from the field and 11 points from the free throw line as she hit 11 out of 16 free throws, 17 points for Allie Kallenbach. Then it was 8 points for Sophie Starks, 6 points for Kylie Kaczynski off the bench, 6 points for Brooke Medor, and the final 2 points for Claire Harvey. Quarters of 15, 16, 12, and 15. The Panthers of North Mac were 17 of 23 from the free throw line, made 10 turnovers, but they win this one 58-51 and improve their overall season record to 6-21. For the Litchfield Purple Panthers, who see their season end at 7-22, they were led in scoring tonight by Carson Jackson, who had 4 threes and finished the night with 15 points on the evening. Then it was 10 points for Madison Diamond, 10 points for Becky Painter, and 7 points for Lizzie Luttrell, 5 points for Tess Matthews playing her final game as she was the only senior on the squad for Litchfield, and 2 points each for Carly Bowden and for Kara Pence. Quarters of 14, 13, 8, and 16, the Purple Panthers of Litchfield were 3 for 8 from the free throw line, committed 9 turnovers, and with the loss, they see their season come to an end with a record of 7-22.